with the failed politicians and politics of the past.
The head of the DNC has been found to have lied to the American people. A WikiLeaks release today showed that she gave questions to the Hillary Clinton campaign ahead of Democratic presidential debates. More news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Have you ever noticed your hair breaking off in a shower? Or has your hair become flat and lifeless? Revive your hair with Cell Therapy by Ovation, a breakthrough treatment not found in any other hair care line. Cell Therapy's unique blend of nourishing proteins, amino acids, and key nutrients treat the scalp and cuticle, defending against breakage, for hair that is thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier. Hundreds of thousands of clients swear by Ovation Cell Therapy. In fact, over 94% of Ovation customers say they recommend cell therapy to their friends. And Ovation cell therapy is risk-free with their 365-day, 100% money-back guarantee. So stop the breakage, repair split ends, and add more bounce and shine into your poor lifeless hair with Ovation cell therapy. Just go online to ovationhair.com and new customers get a special introductory discount when you select USA News at checkout. Great hair is just one click away at ovationhair.com, and remember to select USA News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got
a friend. This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. The weather today, it'll be mostly clear tonight with a low around 33 and north winds around 5 miles an hour. And if I can get this thing to work right, there we go. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 59. Calm winds are becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 46 with light south winds. Wednesday be mostly sunny with a high near 70. Calm winds becoming southwest 5 to 7 miles an hour in the afternoon. Wednesday night partly cloudy with a low around 52. Light southwest winds. Thursday, there'll be a chance of showers after 11 a.m., mostly cloudy, with a high near 73, and the chance of precipitation is 40%.
Chance of showers before midnight on Thursday night, and mostly cloudy with a low around 45.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we have a very special guest today is Robert Jerminski, and he is a volunteer at the hospital, at the hospice, and he's also wearing his veteran's hat. Should have worn mine. I didn't think of it. But I have to do a real quick commercial first. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce's 28th Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase is this Thursday, or Thursday, November 10th, not this Thursday, but November 10th, next, a week from Thursday. And it's held at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Fieldhouse Commons. It's from 2 to 7 p.m. Free admission to everybody. It's no charge. There's a restaurant showcase from 5 to 7 p.m. where local restaurants and food people come and they give out their food and you can taste it and try it and have a free supper. Yeah, just walk around and have a free supper. And then you can vote on who you think was the best, and they will get an award for, you know, being the best restaurant. But it's from 2 to 7, and 5 to 7 is the supper. I mean, the restaurant showcase. Be supper hour for me because we'll have a table there. But so the whole object is to buy local and buy in Hunterdon County and so on and so forth. If you have any information, if you'd like more information, just call number 908-782-7115. That's 908-782-7115. And it's Thursday, November 10th at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Fieldhouse from 2 to 7. And it's free. All right. We have, like I said, a very special guest, Robert Jerminski. And he has a role with Hunterdon Healthcare. And I'd like to ask, first of all, I ask everybody this, okay? I know you're a volunteer with hospice. And but I always ask, how did you get into this? I mean, everybody has a reason why they, you know, do certain things, you know, and I'm just curious. It's my own.
Okay. I my first encounter with hospice was when my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Okay.
And obviously, with a lot of cancer patients, you reach the point where treatment will no longer be of any use. And so her oncologist at the time said, we're out of options. It's time to call hospice. And we did. They came down, and by caring for her, which was not that long, she only was on hospice for 5 days before she passed away.
Wow. That is quick, though, isn't it?
Yes, it was. It was sort of a surprise because after I went through the training, she wasn't what they called actively dying. Which are things you look for. So her experience with hospice was very brief. It was after she passed away that I really found out what hospice is all about because okay. of what they do for the family. Just to back up, the day they showed up the first time at the house, I was out on the front porch, and the nurse and social worker pulled up, and they started to talk to me. And then they said, you know, do you mind if we go in? And I said, well, I can't keep you from going in, but if I let you through that door, it means we've given up hope. And Cynthia Lembeck, who was in there, said, well, that's not what hospice is about. And, of course, in my mind, that's what they were. But the fact that she was right is testament to the fact that I'm sitting here today, because they gave me support for 13 months after Blanche passed away. Mailings, things to think about, how you can handle your grief, phone calls from other volunteers, the social worker. I reached a point where I said, you know something, I need to get involved with these people. I need to do something here. I would like to be associated with them. So I took the training. I finished my training a year ago, November. And that's why I'm here. And I personally, I mean, I could probably volunteer for hospice 7 days a week and never be able to give back what they've given me.
Would you elaborate a little bit about what they do give? I mean, you know, what from the first day, you know, what they came. Now, what do they do then?
Well, of course, they take a complete history, obviously, from the patient and the family. Obviously, hospice is about care and compassion. It's not about a cure.
Right.
So there is, of course, the medical support from hospice nurses assigned to the patient. They visit a number of times. In addition to that, the social worker can talk to the patient if the patient desires.
Right.
They're also available for the family. They're just there. They're sort of providing. I'll call it like a peaceful environment, sort of, to get yourself ready for, you know, what's going to be inevitable. Of course, you're never ready, no matter how often you think you're ready.
Of course.
You are never ready.
Do they have someone stay in the house, or?
No. They do not. Mostly, a hospice is also there. Most families have what they call the primary caregiver.
Right.
A relative, a friend who lives there. Obviously, I was the primary caregiver. They're available for questions or crises 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They support the primary caregiver through supplies, talking, and one of the things is also to try to give the primary caregiver a break. And that's one of the things that some of the hospice volunteers do. That is one of the things I do. I do patient visits.
Okay.
And you go and you spend time with the patient. And generally, it's like two-hour visits. And that can give the primary caregiver time to get out if they want to take a break. You know, go shopping, just take a ride, go for a walk, just to sort of get out of that constant environment. Which can be extremely stressful, and sometimes just that little break is all they need to get back into it.
And it's got to be stressful for, you know, the family, you know, like in your case, you know.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, in your case, it seems like it was fast, your wife's passing, but in some cases it goes on for a hell of a long time.
You just don't know. I mean, my wife was diagnosed with cancer in 2010.
Okay.
And had her surgery in 2011, in January of that year. And for a while there, we were hopeful. We thought that she was going to be one of those patients who could say, I hit that 5-year mark, but it was not to be.
Right.
But it toward the end, it was stressful because of she had a number of complications that you don't even think about.
Right,
the home care was intense. But, you know, I had hospice was there all the way. You know, they instructed me. They gave me some tips, some things to do, how to work drains, how to measure fluids. I mean, all things that I probably know more about now than I ever wanted.
You ever wanted to
learn?
To know,
no, I never wanted. I wanted to learn them, but you have to do it. And so, you know, knowing that you have that hospice is there as a support mechanism does reduce the stress tremendously. Sometimes you just pick up the phone, you want to talk, and they'll listen. They don't always have the answers, and sometimes in situations like this, there are no answers. You have to kind of learn to say. I mean, when people are sick, what's the first thing? Well, it'll be okay. You'll be okay. Well, no, it's not going to be okay. And I think sometimes that as caregivers, as family members, we also have to make that leap that it is not going to be okay, that this is not going to end.
And I think that's the hardest part, don't you?
Of the hardest parts? Well, it is because a lot of times, you know, we tend to be in denial about these things. I know that I was probably for maybe about the last month of her life. And she was still, well, she was pretty sharp right up to the end. She wanted to talk about her funeral. She wanted to talk about what she wanted, and she wanted to talk about what she had hoped I would do after she passed away. And I didn't want to listen to this because to me, that's giving up hope again, you know?
Right.
But I realized later on that whether I wanted to discuss this or not was not as important as the fact that she wanted to talk about it. It was important to her to discuss it. So I listened. And you know, as I said, I think all of us have this idealized version of, I call it like the Hollywood death, where everyone is around the bed and everything is, you know, getting our last words in. It doesn't quite happen that way sometimes. She passed away in her sleep. So, you know, sometimes you don't really get to say that, that final goodbye. But, you know, you deal with it. I mean, you have no choice, but to deal with it.
Right. And, you know, it's, I would think that it's probably better for her to have passed in her sleep than to suffer all, you know, months on end. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, because.
Yes, people have told me that. And you know, our friends and family, you know, said, you know, she died the way she lived, quietly, no fuss, didn't want to bother anyone.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what, you know, was her philosophy.
Okay.
Why it happened that way, I don't know.
You don't know.
I try not to read too much into,
you
know, signs and sure. portents, as it were. But, you know, I had prepared myself for this, but I was not prepared. I mean, I don't think you can ever totally reconcile yourself.
No, I don't think so either.
And, you know, again, the support that I got from hospice after she passed away was miraculous. I mean, I had no idea they did this. I mean, my initial thought of hospice is, okay, they'll be there, patient dies, and so long, we'll see you. No, it really just started after she passed away for me.
Okay. Where are they located at it?
Hunterton Hospice is right on Route 31.
Okay.
Just past Sand Hill Road.
Oh, okay.
They're on the right-hand side. They're in the, I think, the Wirtz building. So.
Okay. That's the...
It's next door to the thrift shop.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. I know where it's at. Yeah, okay. So you decided you wanted to be part of hospice, okay? What kind of training did you have to go through?
The training was 12 weeks.
Okay.
Once a week. And they cover pretty much, well, I don't want to use the word everything. That's rather broad. It's funny, the first thing they started out, the first day, it was the HIPAA laws. That was the first thing we had to learn, was the HIPAA laws. You wonder why, but as you spend a lot of time with hospice as a volunteer or working in the office, we are privy to a lot of medical information, and you cannot, right, you know, disclose that. But there, other sessions were, the chaplain came in. They talked about spirituality. They talk about patient care, not so much nursing, but just, you know, trying to, maybe help them sit up a little bit. Now there is a whole separate optional class they give at the end, which is actual patient care, washing, bathing.
Right.
I elected not to do that because I had already done it, and I didn't feel like doing that anymore. They talk about how to help families handle their grief, how to maybe talk to them or not talk to them, things to do, things not to say. Sometimes not saying something is important, as important as not responding.
Right.
And one of the things that we as volunteers were taught is you don't have to respond to every comment that's made by a patient. Sometimes they're just venting. They want to talk. They talk to us about family dynamics. Sometimes patients get into it with families and other family members, and it's like, well, you have to pull back. You know, you don't want to be a referee. You don't want to take sides. I think they prepare you as well as can be. The training was very good, but, you know, again, it's like anything else. Until you actually go out and do it for the first time, it's all book knowledge up until you get into actual patient visits. And then there's another aspect of the training they call vigil training, which is what I took that. I took the vigil training. Vigil training is... There are hospice patients who, for whatever reason, may not have family or friends.
Okay.
Family may be out of state. They may be estranged. In which case, if they're particularly now the vigil usually will not take place in a home. I'm not saying it doesn't, but normally it does not. It's usually in a nursing home setting, an independent living setting. Even at the hospital. And basically what vigil is, volunteers will sign up for this. And when there's a notification that the patient is very close to death, we will go down and keep that person company. We will sit with them until they pass away. For two reasons. We don't feel that anyone should have to die alone. And secondly, usually in that type of setting, the staff just does not have the time to constantly check on the status of the patient. The vigil is usually, our shifts are never more than 2 hours, because it also can be wearing on the volunteer. So that's another thing that they offer.
Do you see the same patient all the time? Like, can they request you to come? How does that work? I mean, or do you go to a different one every?
No, every time? No. Generally, you will have the same patient until they pass away, or the family may make a decision. We don't want volunteers anymore for whatever reason, and that's something else they told us. You cannot take this personally. It is not personal. They decide, well, we don't want to volunteer, or you may not get along with that patient. Anything's possible. But generally, if you get along with them and you get along with the family until they pass away, generally that's your patient.
Do you find that most of the patients are older, or do you have younger ones also?
Well, they vary in age. I did a vigil. That patient was probably in their late 50s, but I have patients. I have one now who I visit regularly. She's 101 years old.
God bless her.
And I had another one in the 80s. So, you know, these types of diseases don't discriminate against
age group
and ethnicity or economic status,
right.
You know.
Right. Yeah. I'm very involved with NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and it's the same thing, you know.
Yes.
Mental illness doesn't strike just one person or this type of person. It's all over, you know. And
yes.
Doesn't matter if you're black or white, rich or poor, Asian or, you know, whatever.
It's very democratic in that sense.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and so is cancer.
Yes.
And, you know, other disabling illnesses, you know. But, you know, it's just so you talk to the, you have a 2-hour shift with the individual who is ill, right?
Yes.
Do you interact with the family at all?
If they want to, yes. As I said, though, quite often the family will use
that time to get out.
Yeah, time to get out. But no, I've sat and talked with family members, depending on how long you're with the patient, you start to develop a bond with them.
Sure.
And they appreciate what you do. I've stayed in touch with one of the families of a patient who passed away when mm-hmm. visiting them. It depends, but a lot of times they just want go visit with the patient. You know, sit with my mom, my dad, my grandmother, whatever. And they'll take that break.
And you visit with both male and female, right?
Yeah, I've had male and female patients.
Okay.
Basically, what happens is when patients come on the service, they will be asked, would you like volunteers to visit? Because the volunteer visit is not automatic. The family makes the determination. And then what happens is we will be made aware, we'll get a brief profile of the patient, age, what the diagnosis is. Family status, where they live, and you kind of look at that and say, you know, it sounds interesting. Let me go down there, and so you do, and then you kind of see what if it clicks, and if it does, then you keep going.
Okay, all right. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to the Mental Health. That was my show last hour, the Hunterton Medical Center show, and we will be right back.
Good morning, Hunterton. This is Big Z coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterton kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterton County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterton, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And I'm just going to read real quickly the 28th Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase, which will be Thursday, November 10th, Hunterdon Central Regional High School Fieldhouse Commons. And it's from 2 to 7. From 5 to 7, you can go around to the various restaurant showcases and have lunch and dinner or whatever, and it's all free. Everything is free. Admission is free. If you need more information, call 908-782-7115. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host for the show, and we're very privileged to have Robert Jaminski, who is a veteran of the Navy, and we were talking during the break about the Navy. And also, he volunteers at hospice, which we talked about. Now, you are full-time Navy, retired Navy?
Retired Navy. I was a CB.
Ah, okay. How about that?
Don't like ships.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like I said, my father never couldn't stand the water, couldn't swim a stroke. You know? And he wouldn't talk about anything, you know, overseas or during the war or anything. But the one thing I asked him, I says, I know that your ship was torpedoed. What did you do in the water if you couldn't stand it? He says, I had a raft, I had a life jacket, and I hung onto the raft.
All set.
He says, I was fine. Yeah. I was sitting in a raft, you know, and those little rafts that they blow up real quick. I says, oh, okay. You know, but anyway, I understand that the hospital, the medical center, is going to put on a fair.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And it's a veterans fair, veterans resource fair.
Yes.
Okay. You want to elaborate a little bit about what that is?
I'd love to. That's why I'm here. The fair will be this Saturday, November 5th.
Okay.
It will be at the Hunterton Medical Center. It will run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 1000 to 1300 for veterans out there. Admission is free. It will be for veterans and their families, veterans from Hunterton County, parts of Somerset and Warren. They're welcome to come by. This is not it's being held at the Hunterton Medical Center, but it's not just for Hunterton veterans. And we have assembled over 35 organizations who offer help to veterans and their families. We'll be there. And it's a rather widespread and varied group. We have every Hunterton Healthcare will be there. They will have their integrative medicine. The Wellness Center will be there. The Center for Pain Management will be there. The VA will be there. They're bringing a number of their units. And also, one of the things the VA is offering will be an online VA claims clinic.
Okay.
That if veterans come down who have a claim already with the VA, they can check the status of that claim while they are at the hospital.
Okay.
It's going to be on the first floor. Again, some of the other things, the Hunterton County Bar Association will be represented, the American Red Cross, and there are a number of other organizations, Spring Rains of Life, which is an equine therapy group for veterans. Yeah. There'll be 52 Reasons to Love a Vet. There's another group that will be there. I'm trying to think who else. Maybe some of the other names will come to me. Just to, I've lived with this so long that they're all lumped up. But we're very excited about this because quite often veterans tend to be a little proud sometimes for their own good, and they may not like to ask for help. And they say, well, maybe I can solve this myself. Sometimes you can't. There's no shame in reaching
right.
out. As I said, we're offering services that transportation, food, lodging, the VA benefits. We have the Hunterton Helpline, suicide centers, counseling lines. And what we're trying to do here is make veterans and their families. You know, sometimes you got to remember the families are as an important part
right.
of that mix, because in their own way they also serve, and sometimes that's harder because all they can do is wait.
Right.
But we want them to know here are organizations, here are groups that can help you if you need it. I mean, you know, particularly I don't have to tell you about PTSD. Everybody knows right. what that is. And sometimes veterans keep this inside of them. And as you and I were talking earlier, particularly, you know, that wasn't recognized back when your father served
yeah.
and when my father served. You came home, and how did you deal with it? You drank. That's
yeah.
pretty much what that generation did. Well, now there are ways to deal with traumatic stress disorder, and there will be groups that, you know, offer these services as well. And you know, we've publicized this. We had flyers. We talked to municipal groups about it. We just want these veterans to come down and be aware of what's going on. I mean, we're going to have door prizes. Some of the local businesses have been very generous in providing us with things to award
mm-hmm.
as door prizes. So, you know, we're going to have a ceremony presentation of colors. The Frenchtown VFW will be doing that. The Hunterton Harmonizers will be there singing, you know, an Armed Forces medley. We'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. Archie Fagan from the ShopRite will lead the Pledge of Allegiance. So we're just trying to make it not just an informative day, but a fun day for the veterans and their families, because, you know, we owe it to them.
It's ironic that, you know, you mentioned post-traumatic stress disorder, and there's been numerous studies done on post-traumatic stress. And, you know, Yeah, a lot of it is veterans, police officers, firefighters, first responders. But ironically, what struck me was that there's more veterans with PTSD that didn't see combat as opposed to those who did. And the so-called reason for this, one of the reasons for this, is that in the military, you know, it's up at this hour, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, you know. And when you get home, it's like, got a job, you got to get a car, you got to have insurance, yeah, you got to pay real estate taxes, the wife's got this, the kids got to go to school, you know, and all that just builds up and they just, you know, which is totally understandable. I'm not trying to downgrade it in any way, shape, or form, but it just when people think of post-traumatic stress with veterans, they all think of, oh, combat veterans, yeah, you know. And, yeah, a lot of them do have it. Yes, absolutely. A lot of a lot of Vietnam veterans have it. A lot of, you know, Gulf War veterans have it. Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, yes, absolutely. A lot of Korean War veterans had it, and
they didn't talk about it,
right, yeah, you know. But by the same token, now it's, you know, it's police officers, you know, and with veterans and police officers and firefighters, the suicide rate is astronomical.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of that has to do, particularly what you pointed out with non-combat troops, is, you know, as you and I well know, the military life is extremely regimented. You are told what you're going to wear, you know, when you wake up, the uniform of the day. Here's when you eat, here's when you do, and then, you know, when you get out, you don't have that structure anymore.
Right.
And I think that, you know, now you have to pay bills. Now you have to, you know, do things you didn't have to do when you were in the military. And I think that plays a big part in not being sometimes able to cope with that. I think one of the overarching reasons, you know, we're anticipating the fair is to acknowledge that, you know, it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah.
You know, don't be ashamed. I mean, you know, I know that, you know, particularly probably you and I and definitely our fathers, you know, we came from that generation where, you know, there's no such thing as warm and fuzzy, huggy-feely.
No.
You have a problem, you take care of it yourself. You don't need to run to somebody. You don't need to admit to that weakness. And I think that plays a terrible or can certainly do some damage because you carry this burden around and you can't unload it.
Right, absolutely. You know, it's true. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is, you know.
I know, and that's what we're trying to stress, that, you know, if you feel you need help, here, all of these exhibitors, these organizations, here's people who can help you. And, you know, you and I, again, know from our experience in healthcare that no one makes a judgment when it comes to that. They're not going to say, well, yeah, of course you're like that. You deserve it. They don't do that. They want to help you. Right. And so, you know, we're just trying to say there's no shame, there's no stigma, whether it's for PTSD or whether you need to figure out how to get to work or how to get, you know, food on the table for, you know, for your family.
Or how to get a job.
Yeah. You know. Or how to get a job. That's exactly right. Right. Yeah.
It's I know that a lot of times, you know, people, I know with mental health issues, a lot of times people with a mental health issue don't want to ask for help, or don't want to take medication, or don't want to do this because of the stigma that's attached.
Yeah.
You know, and they, you know, so, and I'm sure that even with veterans, you know, oh, my buddy here, Joe, he doesn't have it, you know.
But
and I
Joe
got this.
May, Joe may have it. And
yeah, he's not, just not showing.
Exactly.
It,
you know, there are, you know, there's certain societal norms or ways of behavior that we come to expect of people.
Right.
And whether we want to admit it or not, sometimes we get caught up in trying to live up to that. You right. know, I mean, right. you know, not everybody who comes back from the military is John Wayne.
Nope.
In fact, there's probably very few.
Yeah.
You know, and so you don't need to be the tough guy. You don't need to try to carry the burden alone. You know, sometimes even though someone may not have an answer, like calling a helpline, sometimes just talking about it can make you feel better because you've unburdened yourself a little
right.
bit. Somebody right. else is listening. Somebody, and then they could say, well, you know, I can't help you, but I know someone who can. And you
right.
just never know where that's going to go.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, vets will take advantage of that, as maybe their families as well. Because let's face it, when a vet has PTSD, it affects the family. It
sure
has
it does.
To, you know.
Sure
so
it does.
It doesn't just go after one person.
Nope.
It takes the whole household.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, the helpline, that's right across the hall here. That's, you know,
well,
Susan Lax's helpline is right across
there,
the
they'll
hall.
They'll be there on Saturday. Yeah, they'll be there on Saturday.
But, and it's at the medical center.
2100 Westcott Drive in Flemington.
And for the time?
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay. It's interesting because, you know, I think that, how was I going to say this? It's one of the first times that I've heard of something like this.
This is the first time.
Hey, there you go. I wasn't wrong.
No, you're absolutely, no. The Hunterton Hospice, this started because we have a veterans committee at Hunterton Hospice.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, it's for veterans who might be on hospice service. And that's how kind of this started. But then our volunteer coordinator, Aaron Nakahara, kind of thought this, maybe we can expand. How can we expand this a little bit? And so we formed the Veterans Resource Fair Committee, and we've been working on this now since late spring.
Okay.
And we're hoping, of course, that this is not going to be the only one. But mm-hmm. as far as we know, this has not been done before, at least in this area. So this is a first, not just for the veterans who will be attending. It's a first for the committee that put this together.
You know Kathleen Selig?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw her Friday, and because I volunteer on Fridays at the right by the admitting office in the hospital. We go in the main door.
Yes.
And you have the admitting as the first door on the right.
Yeah.
I'm right there with a podium.
Oh, you're at the
right.
podium.
Yeah, I'm at the podium, yeah.
Okay.
On Fridays from 8 to 12.
And probably walked right by you because I was there at the same time.
Probably
we,
did.
Well, we met with her.
Well, she and Jen Exley walked by, and they were talking. We were talking, and I said, "You got a guest for Monday? You know, yeah. Email me the thing, you know, so on and so forth." And she says, it's about this." She says that, you know, Robert's a volunteer at hospice, and he's involved with this, you know, vet thing. I says, "Oh, I'm a vet. You inviting me?" She
yes,
says, "Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you can come down.
Come on down. Come on down."
So I says, "Huh? You're putting this on? You don't even let me know, huh?" I says, "Here, I've been doing your show for how long now?"
Well, they made up for you. You have a private audience now to tell you about. Yeah. The
fair,
okay.
But no, I just think that if the fair that you're putting on benefits one person, then I think it's worth it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
You know, we had the chamber had a community day. They have them every year. And last year's, they were debating when this year's came up whether we were going to have a table or not. And because, you know, you have to pay for the table and yada, yada. And I says, you know, I says, do you remember last year the one fellow that got out of the Army and had a couple kids and had some problems, and we talked to him and got him to go and get help and got him, told him where to go and how to go and gave him our phone and everything. I says, you know, that's what the whole thing was about, helping somebody.
Exactly.
Ironically enough, I happen to be a vet, but, right. You know, I says, and that's what it's all about. It's not so much the money for the table. It's, you know, it's not like a lot of the other organizations who are trying to sell something or get you to, you know, do this or do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're not. We're just trying to get the word out.
That's,
you know,
exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, this is not a fundraising
right, right.
And I think you look at, sometimes if you take the corollary and you say, you know, can we afford to do this? You need to look at it the other way. Can we afford not to do this?
Right. Yeah. And like I said, if it helps one person, then it's truly
worth the time and the effort. Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah, what is a life worth?
Right. I mean, you can't put a price tag on it.
No, you can't.
You know, and so if it helps somebody, that's what it's all about.
That's exactly what it's all about. Yes.
And who knows? It could help somebody, maybe not the vet, but maybe his family.
And then if it helps the vet and his family, it's like the other rock in the water. The ripples go out, and you don't know how many people will be positively affected
by it. You know, and that's
exactly what we're thinking.
Great.
Yes,
sure.
Yeah.
You know, that's wonderful. If someone wanted more information about either the fair or hospice, what would they?
Okay.
What should they do?
All right. We'll start with the fair. If anyone is interested in the fair, they can call the hospice office, 908. That I need to look at.
Well, you can look it up. I won't hold it against you.
908-788-6600. And they can ask for Erin, who's the volunteer coordinator. Sometimes she's in and out, and so I would suggest if they want information, call me directly. And my phone number is 908-763-2331. That's for the fair.
Okay.
Now,
just give us Aaron's, the number again for Erin.
908-788-6600. That's the hospice
office. That's the hospice office. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But probably they're better off calling me directly.
Okay.
Okay. 908-763-2331.
Okay.
And I'll answer any questions that they have.
Okay.
Now, as far as hospice goes, hospice is, as I said, is generally for patients with a life expectancy of 6 months or less.
Right.
Generally, the way that works is the patient, their family, and their medical team will sit down and look at everything, the overall picture, and make a decision as to whether hospice care would benefit them right now and what options they have. If you're just interested in what hospice does and what services they might offer, or if you're thinking of, you might want to volunteer, again, you can call that number I gave you, which is the main number, and ask for Sarah Nelson.
Okay.
And she will help you. But generally, to get on hospice service, it's a medical decision.
Sure.
And
understandably
Yeah. You know. And that's all done with the family and the patient. And they say, well, is hospice appropriate right now? Is there anything more we can do? And when they reach the point that they'll say, no, we're out of options here, you know, your physician, your medical team will tell you that.
Right.
In my case, in my wife's case, it was her oncologist who said to her, look, we're out of options. You need to call hospice, and that's how it starts.
Yeah, it's just I guess it's got to be tough. I think for her family to have to make that decision.
She took it better than I did. I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, that's why
she said
did. Family.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
you know, a lot of times a person will accept it more than the family. You know, from my observation,
I think by and large you're. That's probably true, at least definitely in my case, I can tell you.
Right.
You know.
It's just, you know. But I think that having the service out there And I'm assuming there's no charge for that, is there?
No, it's usually covered by insurance.
Right, okay. So anyway, I appreciate, Robert, that you came here today.
Well, I appreciate very much the fact that you asked me down here. It's been fun, and it's been a privilege to chat with you.
Yeah, it has been.
To get the word out about the fair.
Absolutely. And the fair is this Saturday at the Hunterdon Medical Center, 2100 Westcott Drive. From
1000 to 1300.
There you go. And for you others out there that are not military, that's 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
Very good. You translated very well.
Well, folks, I thought it was kind of funny, but we will see you again next week. Stay healthy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits. Law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Hillary's corruption shreds the principles on which our nation was founded.
Donald Trump slamming Hillary Clinton as he continues his relentless assault on her character, pointing to the FBI reopening the email investigation. Mike Pence says the polls are tightening because people realize they can't trust Hillary.
You see the polls closing in states around the country. The American people are focusing on the big issues in this country. But frankly, I think they've also come to the conclusion that Hillary Clinton is a risky choice to be the next president of the United States.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine on ABC This Week says the emails uncovered by the FBI need to be released to the public.
If he hasn't seen the emails, I mean, they need to make that completely plain. Then they should work to see the emails and release the circumstances of those once they have done that analysis.
Get more news online.